out of situations. In and out of situations that tug of war in me. Half the day I struggle for answers that I need, but then I come into his presence and all my questions become sacred moments. No doubt can interfere. In the presence of Jehovah, my Prince of Peace, all my troubles vanish, they just disappear, and hearts are mended when I'm in the of the King. Through his love, the Lord provided. Through his love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest. He provided this place of worship, a place to find the answers in hours of distress. Now there's never any reason for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe his name. Just breathe, body, just breathe. He will surely meet you there. In the my Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended when I'm in the hallelujah. Sing that one more time. In the presence. In the presence. You may be seated. Go ahead, brother. Brother Warren, it's good to see you. Amen.
Seems like I haven't been here in a while. It's good to be back. Boy, my mind just went blank. But God's worthy to be praised. You know, I've got two praise reports for you.
Amen.
One, I'm here. I thank God for that. It's been a rough road, but you know what? I'm not going to give devil any credit for that. I just, you know, I may not be 100%, but I'm 100% enough to be here tonight. So that's all that matters. I thank God for that. The other thing is, that money we were looking for, we found. Thank God. We found it last week. I figured Crystal was going to say something, but she didn't. But you know what? I'll say it. Because you know what? I was very concerned. I just wanted to make sure we got it. And I just knew. It was a matter of time before we'd find it. And we found it. So I thank God for that. And I didn't say much about the things that I learned when I was in South Carolina. And I just want to share that with you. Maybe it'll help
you.
Yes. One of the things that I got James involved with was we were going to take our horns down. The first, you know, it seemed like a great idea. And then on the way, I started thinking about it. What did I just do? But, you know, man of my word, I just wanted to say, you know, if I'm going to tell you something, I want to follow through and do it. So despite all the angst and anxiety, especially when it came time for service, oh boy. But the one thing I had in my back pocket, Brother Jay, he told me, you bring yours, I'll bring mine, we'll do it together. And I held him to it, but you know what? That was like my crutch to have enough in me to just get up there and do it.
Amen.
And the other thing that I learned was it, you know, I didn't know all their songs, but you know, I didn't want to just sit there like a bump on a log if I didn't know their songs. So I started, you know, I didn't have a tambourine. So I started clapping. I wanted to do something to give back to the service. When I could play, I'll play. But when I didn't have the opportunity to play, I just didn't want to sit there. I wanted to show God that I really appreciate the opportunity to represent this body.
Amen.
So I wanted to do something. And then I started thinking about it. I go, what about the service? We're back here in town. What am I doing? You know, I didn't bring my horn tonight. I can do something. I can praise God. I can raise my hands. I can clap. I can tell the body how much I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Because it's nothing like watching service from, you know, in your home. It's convenient, but, you know, it's not as fulfilling. You know, it's not... It's like having TV dinner when you can have real dinner, you know, something frozen for you youngsters that don't know what TV dinners are. but, you know, I remember there was a show called Turtle Man, and one of his things that he liked to say was live action. And, you know, watching online is like action. But coming here and enjoying and feeling the Spirit
live action.
And that's what I want. I want
play that role.
Because there's nothing like just basking in His glory in person, you know.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share that with you. And then Brother Moore, you said a lot of things. And like Sister Spears used to say, when she was asked, what part of the service did you like? What part of the message? She says, I liked it all. I liked everything. You know, and so I want to say the same, because then if I see I just like these parts, well, then the question is, well, were these other parts you didn't like or what? So I don't want to give any room for any doubt. I enjoy everything from the start of the service. Well, before, I didn't get a chance to shake the brother's hands because I get here extra early. That's not on you, but... You know, from the time I sit down till the time that I walk out those doors, I want to enjoy God. I want to hear God. I want to experience everything that God has.
Yes.
Because I'm willing to be a vessel to show up. But having said that, I also want to point out some gems that for me I saw was very helpful. And I never thought about this, but Brother Moore said Sunday, you are the very proof that God exists. I'm like, wow. See, I never thought about that. But he is, because that was his ultimate plan, was to condescend himself all the way into me, into flesh. So I thought that was extra special. And then to follow up on that, I wrote down, I am the greatest part in the plan of God. I'm like, wow. Amen. That just, you know, so it's like that thought keeps getting reinforced.
Yes.
And then, of course, we are just as much where it is Jesus was.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a point to all of this.
Amen.
Of course, the last one that really stuck out to me was the devil should be having just as much trouble with me as he did with Jesus. I mean, you know, if you look at it right, you know, and it's none of the devil's business what my God and I do.
Right.
You know, he
right.
Amen. You know, as far as that goes, he could just keep his nose out of my
That's
business,
right. That's right.
You know, and just let me serve God in
just
peace. Of course, you know, we're going to be experiencing things because that's just the way it is,
right.
You know. That's how character is built.
Yeah, right.
But having said that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, devil, you're nothing but a bluff. You're always a busybody being in everybody's business. And one day it's going to be the last time you do that, and I am looking forward to it.
Amen. Sister Mel, I'll bless you.
God bless you, buddy. So one thing I'm going to start off with, when I said last time I testified that I fight myself, I'm going to stop listening to me because I get in the way. I get in the way. And so what I want to say tonight is I chose this. I chose this walk. And I have no regrets on choosing this path. And I want the devil to know if I have to get up here every time this mic is hot to tell him to back up off me. And so because this is a choice,
Amen.
I ran across this song. It's an oldie but goodie, but Pastor and Clarice are going to help me sing it, that I've decided to follow Jesus. And that's huge for me. And I have no regrets. You know, the people that look at me like, what's really going on with you? They're just going to have to look at me because I want to shine my light when I'm out there. And my sis here told me I don't tell them what to wear, so they can't tell me what to wear. And that was huge. That was really huge. So I'm going to try to sing this, Pastor.
Amen.
As the brother says, in that tone that I can sing in.
Amen.
I don't know. So I'll just start up.
Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have
like they said, you do have something to do with it. You chose this. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of something that came to my mind. I was laying there thinking, you know, God in the book of Genesis, he said, every seed bringing forth after its kind.
Yes.
And then Jesus said, unless a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abides alone. So he got buried and he died. And then what come up? The very same thing that he planted.
Amen.
And that then that would be us.
Amen.
Go ahead. Go Vegas.
So proud of you.
Go ahead.
Hello, Bride.
Hello.
I'm so happy to be here. Today at school, it was a normal day, but like in the afternoon, it was just swip-swapping everywhere. And I'm like, where am I even going? Like, I don't even know where to go. But then today was quite rough, but I just wanted to come to the house of the Lord and say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
Oh Whew. My goodness.
Give me a second. Just give me a second.
Hey, Isaiah.
Ooh, yeah, go ahead.
You know what?
Come on up here. We got this. This is our service. We can have our way in here. All right.
Thank you.
all things are possible with Jesus Christ. I got turned on last Sunday. Brother Moore preaching on your relationship with the will of God. And I couldn't help but think about the history about when the first time Israel come up on the promised land. And God told Moses to send over spies into the promised land. Now, if you had a warning light about the relationship between Elohim and God, it should have been going off. Because an all-knowing, omniscient, and omnipresent God would not have to send spies into the promised land.
Right.
So that was simply, it was going to be an exercise. It was going to be a catalyst to see what the people were going to do with the Word of God. That's what it was all about.
I love that.
And
wow.
And it exposed. See, God, in God's mind, He knew He had a bunch of unbelievers. And He could have sent them out into the wilderness until they all died. But He's about a manifestation, and He's about you. You're going to make a choice.
Yeah.
Joshua and Caleb, they had an opportunity to show where they were at with the Word of God. And no doubt they were excited to go over and see what God was giving them, because when the Lord talked to Moses, He said, go and see the land that I have given you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was already declared. It was theirs. But the other 10, or the other 8 of the 10, they went over in the promised land, and all they saw was circumstances.
That's it.
They weren't thinking about God was on their side, already giving it to them. All they saw was circumstances. There's too many giants. We can't take this. We're grasshoppers. You know, so if you read the story, it's in Numbers 13, and there's a part in there where they say, the people come back and they murmur and complain, and they say, well, we should elect a captain and take us back to Egypt. And I couldn't help but think about, they just gave up all their promises of God, and they went back into Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt. And I thought about, you know, we're seeing that happen in some of these message churches. Oh, it's been too long. The prophet did this. We're going to send our books back and go back to Egypt. I said, not for me. I'm like Caleb. I want my mountain.
Yes.
I have a crown that has jewels in it, and I have a reward. All that love me and all that I love will be there. And all those foolish virgins that helped me get there,
amen.
I'm not giving that up. That's my promise. And that's my relationship with the Word. I'm not an unbeliever. I'm not going halfway. I'm going all the way.
Yes.
You know, you can't take the promised land without God's help. You can't do that. I mean, they did not have the power to knock down those walls of Jericho.
No, they didn't.
I don't have the power to knock down these dimensional walls between me and my loved ones. But I'm going to stand on the Word of God, and that's going to happen. Yeah. He'll do it.
Amen. So
God bless you.
Amen. Let's sing We've Got the Power. Key of G. And we'll start with verse 1. Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Oh, I love this. I love this.
Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee.
'Cause why?
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Save. now. Satan's tried to stop us, but the bride of Jesus is still alive.
Alive and well.
Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord on our side. 'Cause we've got the
time.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. By way of announcement, so November 10th, we've got Brother James going to Little Bethlehem. That's this weekend. And then November 17th is the Thanksgiving dinner. Just text Sister Elise, let her know what you're bringing, and that will be held after morning service. So you got to eat spiritually, and then you can eat physically.
Amen.
Okay. Not the other way around. Okay. And so there'll be no evening service. I had to bring that up. I was going to bypass that, but I got to be thorough with these announcements. So, and then we've got New Year's service that will be on the 31st, and food will be served prior. Six o'clock, you guys know the drill, 8 o'clock service. And just be waiting for more announcements. If anything changes up, you'll hear it from the pulpit.
Kids practice next Thursday.
Oh, kids practice next Thursday, and we will be having music practice this Thursday.
Tomorrow.
As well. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night. Let's sing It's Well With My Soul, and then we'll get him up. Kia C. God bless the testimonies. I love this place. I'm so touched every time I come here, because you just never know what God's going to do. And sometimes I'm on pins and needles with it and nervous, but when I see that direction, I just get with it. I love it. When peace like a river
When peace like a It is well.
should buffet.
Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought.
That's a thought of Elohim.
My sin, not in part, but the
to that cross.
Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
But the Lord.
But Lord, 'tis of thee for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the soul, yes, it
Dear God, thank you for that rest. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for that comfort to know who we are. Lord, to understand that we've been born again, to understand that we come from you, that we go back to you, to understand that you've given us amazing grace, that you paid the price. We thank you for that so much. Thank you for your many blessings. You're so good to us. And thank you for this opportunity tonight, Lord, to have church one more time and to see you in action in your bride. It brings us so much joy. It blesses each and every one of us. And Lord, as we go to the preaching part of the service, have your way. Use notes. Don't use notes. Use scripture. Don't use scripture, Lord. We just want to hear from you. That's what we came for tonight, Lord, is not to hear man's ideology, but to hear from you. Speak to us, talk to us, and give us what we need, as you always do. Be with the bride around the world, Lord. Touch the needs, you know them. Be with Sister Keene and Brother George in Africa and his needs. And Lord, at time last, Lord, continue to be with the India trip and bless it. And Sister Moore's eyes and Sister Anna's eyes. Lord, we come to you because you said that's what you asked. You said you have not because you asked not. And we ask, and again tonight, you move on these needs, the ones I mentioned and ones that you've heard spoken before. We know you're more than able. Have your way with the rest of this service, and we thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here this evening. Good to see each and every one of you. Good to be in the house. A real place I go to have a good time. Yes, I go to hear from God over top of anything else going on tonight. But I have a good time while I'm here. I end up getting stimulated. I rejoice. I get a little anointed. And it comes because God's moving in the service. We all brought our little licks of pillar fire, as we've expressed before. And it's God moving in the body. And we appreciate it and we thank God for it. And he's blessed us with so many blessings. Health, strength, right mind, revelation over top of everything, health. Fivefold ministry, so many things we could say. We are a blessed group of people and we thank you for it. And I'm privileged to stand up here tonight, and since it's my turn, I will say I have a wife whose birthday is tomorrow. And I typically get up and preach, and I laugh every time. I thought, man, I got up there, I got away, and I forgot to even mention it. And got to going. But I thank God for my wife. She's a helpmate. Best things happened to me outside of salvation. Couldn't do what I do, wouldn't be who I am without her. And so I'm thankful for her. And I know she's a blessing to me and my house. And I watch here. She's a blessing here. So I thank God for her. That's a nice gift he's given to me. And hopefully she feels the same way about me. But we wish her a happy birthday. Now, I meant that sincerely, but now that that's out of the way, we can get to moving on. But it's funny how God moves through the body. Just even how you take notes from one service and then watch this come to Sunday night, and the things I put my little stars by, it feels like that's all we talked about Sunday night. And so then you're like, well, Lord, I have nothing left to preach on. But God gives the increase. Amen. He knows what he wants. And we trust him, and so we're just going to jump on in here. And if you hear my first scripture and then you hear my title, you just kind of laugh at it a little bit. But turn with me to Joshua, the 24th chapter. And just jump down to verse 13. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and the olive yards which you planted not, do you eat. God gave Israel that. God had something to do in this story. And he did his part. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in which land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May God add the blessings to the reading of his word. My title tonight is, What is Your Choice? Because, you know, that is one thing we have. That is one thing among many things, but that is one thing that God has given us. You know, Brother Moore's read a few quotes. I read some. James read some. We different places he's put us on free moral agency. I'll save you time from the reading tonight, but I know you believe it. And if you think that you want more proof, come see me. I'll show it to you. But choice is something that God's given us.
Amen.
And, you know, one of my favorite places where Brother Branham talked about it was choosing the bride, because he was going to talk about how you get to choose your bride. But before he got there, he says, choice is a great thing. You choose if you want to be educated tonight. You choose where you're going to want to live. You choose where you want to go to church. But then he made a statement, and, you know, I thank God, because tonight I understand it more than I did 2 weeks ago. I understand it more than I did a year ago. He said, your eternal destination is a choice. And, you know, for so many years, the way that we understood predestination and then barely started understanding foreknowledge, I'll speak for myself. I still would sometimes have a hard time rightly dividing what that meant, because in my mind, I was in God's mind, and it was going to happen one way or the other. And one side of the coin, that is still true, because he's already saw it happen, and everything he saw happen is going to happen. That's God's part. But the thing about it is, there is a choice that I made.
Amen.
He actually saw me make a choice to serve him. And you know, I want to also express tonight, and Lord help me, because it's his service, there's a part that God plays, and there's a part you play. And I kind of smile saying it that way, because I like saying it, because now I can even add more information to it. There's a part that attribute plays, and there's a part that this attribute plays. And you got to understand that, because otherwise you'll just be sitting back thinking God's going to do everything for you, but yet he wants you to do something.
Amen.
He's expecting you to do something. As a matter of fact, you have to do something.
Amen.
Now, let me remind us, just for the help, and because it's always good to be balanced, you're not earning your way to heaven. You can't do something so well, so good, that you made yourself worthy to be a child of God. That's not the doing I'm talking about tonight. Your good works in that way is just filthy rags, and you're saved by grace, not of works, so that no man can boast.
Amen.
So your good works are not making you worthy. That's not my point I'm going to make you tonight. We all need the grace of God. We all needed Jesus to pay the price, or there would have been no way back.
Amen.
However, he did not just call you to sit on a pew tonight. He did not just call you to sit idle and do nothing.
Right.
Somebody has to actually be here to fulfill Scripture.
Amen.
Because manifestation is part of what God wants to see.
Amen.
And what's so great about God is he does not force you to do anything.
Right.
He actually wants you to do it because you want to do it.
Amen.
You actually got to choose to do it.
Amen.
He did not force a new birth on you. He did not force himself on you. He wanted you to choose him. He wanted you to believe him. He wanted you to say, that is what I want. That's what I'm going to do. That's how this thing works. Now let me slow down a little bit. God has a part. I ain't going to do away with that. Now I ain't got time tonight to talk to you about all God does, but I'll give you some examples. God so loved the world.
Amen.
He gave. Jesus, he had a part.
Right.
If without God giving Jesus, we couldn't be saved tonight.
That's right.
Without God's
so loved the world and sent his son, we everyone would be lost tonight.
Amen.
If God had, let's just take it all back further. If God didn't create the world, none of this that's going on could have even happened tonight. We wouldn't have even been here to be able to say amen tonight. It took a creator to even make all these things be able to come to pass. God had to create. God had to give. The Bible teaches me that he's the Lord God that supplies all our needs. That's what he's done, and throughout time, through all of his believers, he's provided us with everything we've ever needed. God does that. Like Brother Steve was testifying, I can't quicken the word to you tonight. Joshua couldn't make those walls come tumbling down. Jesus couldn't, as a man, resurrect his own body. It took the quickening power of God to do that.
Amen.
God has a part to play. We wouldn't be here tonight and be able to even have instructions without God sending us instructions.
Amen.
God gave some apostles. God gave some preachers and evangelists. God gave some teachers. God gave some pastors. God gave some evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. God did these things to help us along our way. That's why when we said before, I couldn't do any of this without God. That's true still. That's still 100% right. I wouldn't be here tonight without God. I'm not so smart and so good in my own to know how to make this thing work. I've needed somebody to teach me. God's needed to send a gift my way of preaching the word to me so that he could quicken it and reveal himself to me. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know my right hand from my left. God has a part to play. I'm not so smart to make the right decisions. I'm not so smart to know how to break down this Bible. But thanks be to God. He made a way by the fullness of preaching that he could teach us these things, give us instructions, help us along our way. And I was thinking about God this week. He sometimes, you know, some of us wasn't even looking for God. Some of us wasn't even going to church. Some of us was running as far away as we could. But thank God that God's so good. And he said, I'm not going to lose any of mine. I'm going after them. I'm going to send somebody along the way. I'm going to get their attention somehow the way. That's what God does for us.
Amen.
You didn't even know what to look for. You didn't know where to go to church. You didn't know there was such thing as a prophet. You didn't know there was such thing as a fall in the garden, how it worked. But God did. And he said, I'm going after mine. I'm going to find him. That's why Jesus said, I got need to go by Samaria. That Samaritan wasn't even thinking she was going to meet the Messiah that day. That her day started off just thinking, well, I got to go out here at a certain time again. Get my water. I'm not worthy to go with the other. But God's so gracious. He's so great with his foreknowledge, with knowing who's who and where his predestinated seed is. He'll send somebody to track you down.
Amen.
But notice, none of the things I've said tonight is God forcing you to do anything. I didn't give you a description of one thing God forced you to do. He'll come after you. He'll help you. He'll instruct you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll give you all your needs. He'll watch over you. He'll stop something from killing you. He can bring down walls when there doesn't seem a way to bring down walls. He can heal you. And I know these attributes, some of these were made possible through Jesus, but I'm talking about God for a minute.
Amen.
God's doing these things for you. But in none of those things is he forcing you to do anything.
Amen.
But he is helping you. And you couldn't do what you're doing and even make a right choice if he wasn't instructing you to give you a chance to make the right choice.
Amen.
So God has a part.
Amen.
God gave him the land. God made the walls tumble down. God made the giants fall down and be like small little grasshoppers or whatever they were. God led them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God met them on that side as the captain of the host. God did many things for them. But do you realize Joshua had to choose to step in that water and say, follow me. God's given us the land. We're going to the other side. Joshua had a part to play too. As much as God was going to move all those obstacles out of his way, Joshua had to choose, Brother James. He had to make a decision. And he did. And that type of choice confronts each and every one of us. Oh, it starts with just choosing, do you want to serve God?
No.
But I want to make this thing real to you tonight. You want a good atmosphere in your home? God's going to do his part. He's going to preach. He's going to give you instructions. He's going to tell you what to do. God's going to do his part. But if you're just going home and sitting down and don't do your part, it won't work. That's not just how God does. Now, God's powerful. He can do anything he wants. I'm not limiting God. But God expects you to take the word which you hear and apply it in your life. That's how it's worked in every age. You have a part to play. What is your choice? That's the question of the night. God's got his part, and we know he's been gracious to us. But we got our part too. Let me slow down a little bit. I don't want to make this, I don't plan to be up here before too long, to be honest with you. And I ain't limiting God. Trust me, I ain't done yet. I'm just going to do my part. I'll give God a body. But I just want to make a few points to you. I want you to realize you're the one that's got to apply this word. You're the one that's got to press. Oh, I'm going to read that scripture before I get done, but I can't help but say, you're the one that's got to fight. You're the one that's got to keep the faith. You're the one that's got to press to the mark of the high calling. God don't do that for you. You know, the Bible tells me that Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. He'll give you all the word you need and quicken the word to you, and the Holy Spirit will. But you know who's got to keep that faith? You.
Amen.
He'll give it to you, but you're the one that's got to keep it.
Amen.
He's got a part. You got a part.
Amen.
Now, this is Brother Branham, and you can find this story in a few different places. But Brother Branham had just got done. He's reading the story a little bit today, preaching a hard sermon where he had rebuked the church. Pretty rough. And the story goes, at least in this portion I read, he talked about a Baptist he believed was walking up to him and wanted to pray for him. And the Baptist went to start praying, and he started speaking in other tongues. And this so happened to be that there were some French people there. Because we understand that. That's French. And that's how miraculous God is. He can have you speaking in a language you never knew you could speak in. Here was a Baptist, didn't even worry about speaking in tongues. God has his part. But anyhow, this man prayed in French, and I think it was ladies, but whoever it was, French interpreted for Brother Branham. And that's where I'm coming in to read to you. Brother Branham says, basically, here's what it says. Because thou hast chosen the narrow path, the harder way, thou hast walked, now listen to this wording, of thine own choosing. I'm just telling you, this is what the recent message has done for me. It's brightened up that I have a part to play and God has a part to play. And it ain't new. We've heard this for years. I just see it brighter tonight. And you've chosen the harder way. Thou hast walked of thine own choosing. I can get that all right. See, you choose it yourself. Moses made his own choice. He didn't have to do it. Neither did I have to take this path. I could have had big buildings out yonder like some of them got. I could be across on television. But who would sponsor me on tearing the very foundation? He was saying, but I wouldn't be able to preach hard. But the one thing I don't have to do is bow down to nobody's feet but the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. I preach what the Bible says. I don't have to compromise. And he says, as with Moses, so will I be with you. And he gave Moses two signs of confirmation to prove Moses made his own choice. See, Moses made his own chosen the narrow. Moses made his own choice. So that's easy to understand. Thou hast chosen, because thou hast chosen the narrow path, the harder way. Thou hast walked of your own choosing. Now, words, thou hast picked the correct and precise decision. And it is my way.
Amen.
Blessed God. It's my way, he said, because of this momentous decision. A huge portion of heaven waits thee. He had never heard about the vision, you see. And then he was talking about the man that prayed on him. A huge portion of heaven waits thee. What a glorious decision thou hast made. And then Brother Branham keeps going on. But I went back and read that. And I just thought the way he worded that was very interesting, Brother Moore. Well, it was God. I ain't the way Brother Branham worded it. It was God. It was the speaking of tongues. It was God's word. Thou hast chosen the narrow path, the harder way. And it's of thine own choosing. And it's my way. Now, I want to say a few things because on one side of the coin, this thing ain't hard. That's not really even the point of the harder way in that sense. It's like Sister Lisa was saying Sunday night, I choose to make it hard, I choose to make it easy, but I get to choose. What he was really trying to say there is these preachers got big names, they get in churches, they get accepted, and here I am preaching the harder way, I'm preaching the truth, they got it easy, and I barely get in churches, nobody sponsors me, I'm not liked. That's the harder way. But what's so amazing about it, God did not force Brother Branham to make that choice. Brother Branham made that choice of his own choosing. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm not trying to make it, you got to choose something hard, but you got to choose to serve God for yourself, just like everybody else has had to do. Mommy and daddy can't do it for you. Girlfriend, boyfriend can't do it for you. Because your family goes to church somewhere, it won't work for you. Who are you going to serve for yourself is the question. What's your choice? If God be God, then serve Him. Why halt you between two opinions? Serve God, but you got to do it. Nobody else can do it for you. I understand the token. That's a different topic. You got to choose to serve God for yourself. You're of age. God's revealed Himself to you. You're the one that's got to do it. I was thinking this week, and you know, about all the things, you know. You talk about doing something, right? I told you it ain't good works in the sense of legalism and what people try to put on you. The man asked Jesus one time, what must I do to work the works of God? Believe on Him who the Father sent. You got to believe God. But let me throw a few things out to you. Just hear the action. Choose you this day. Choose action. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling and action. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in action. I'm going to read this one. Fight a good fight. Finish the course. Kept the faith. All actions. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him in action. Put on the whole armor of God. God supplies the armor. That's God's part. But you're the one that's got to put it on. He'll dress you, but you're the one that's got to apply it. Keep the things that are written herein. Right. Blessed are who that read and understand and keep the words of this prophecy. That's an action. Amen. Endure to the end. Amen. That's an action. Take the book and eat it. That's an action. Amen. You get the point I'm trying to say. Amen. The point I'm trying to make to you, there's a part you had to play. Right. There's something you got to do. And it ain't working your way to heaven. You will do it because you're a believer. You'll do it because you love God. You'll do it because you chose to serve God. That's how this thing works. Amen. And then once you get born again, that life will start manifesting out of you automatically with every heartbeat. But you got to choose to serve Him. It's your choice. He don't force anything on you. But you know what God will do? He'll help you. You know, I was thinking about the other story of Brother Branham. Where God didn't force him to do anything. But let me show you how God helped him. Brother Branham was going to grab a gun one time. Man killed his dog, poisoned his dog. He had a gun in his hand, running down to shoot the man. God sees around the corner. God knows the end from the beginning. God knew that if Brother Branham killed somebody, he wouldn't be able to do the work. He'd be in jail. Now, this ain't God forcing Brother Branham to do anything. This is God helping Brother Branham. So out of the blue, Brother Branham's dad just so happened to see him with that gun. Picked him off the street, and Brother Branham said, knock me in my head. Now, if his dad hadn't have been in the right place at the right time, wouldn't have worked, Brother Moore. Brother Bray was mad enough to go down there and shoot that man. But God had a work for him to do. So he watched over it. He helped him along his way. Didn't force him. Brother Bram still had to choose to serve God. But God knew if Brother Bram kills this man, he'll be in jail. And I can't have him in jail. So I'm going to help him and try to prevent that from happening. That's God's part. But Brother Bram had to come back later and say, I'm going to go God's way. I'm going to serve God. And that's how it works in each and every one of our lives.
Amen.
Everyday living. You're choosing what you do. I don't say that in a condemning way. That applies to each and every one of us. We choose what we do every day.
Amen.
That's why we're really not fooled anymore. We know what we're doing with the revelation we have. We make choices every day. We know what we feel like God allows in life, what He doesn't. But we're choosing them every single day. Because that's what God gave us, and He doesn't force anything on each and any one of us.
Amen.
He wants you to serve Him, Brother James. Now, just a few little things to throw in. You're the one that has to drive the church. I just think about it. This is real to me. I'm talking to myself here. You're the one that got yourself tired after work tonight and said, I'm going. You're the one when your mind is being bombarded with what was going on at work today. It says, I got to set that to the side and get to the house. You're the one that, oh, it's Friday night and I want to do ABC, but the body's doing ABC. You're the one that's got to choose to do that.
Amen.
You're the one that says, oh, they're doing this activity. You got to be the one that presses towards the mark. Because you're a three-rim being. Trust, you got temptations in other ways. You got lust in different directions. It's your choice with those things. You yield your members to different things all the time. But you're the one that's got to put God first. No, I ain't taking away God's credit. We wouldn't even know how to put Him first if He didn't teach us. We wouldn't even know the direction to go if He didn't show us. If He didn't give us pastors that's ordained to lead us through. That's His part. He does that. We're not so smart. But once He's done, you know what He does? He sits back like He did with Abraham. Now we're going to see what they're going to do. You want peace in your home? Apply the word. You want to stay in church? Keep coming. And that's what's got real to me. I see more and more now why there's a spirit behind, well, if I'm predestinated, I'll be there.
Yeah.
It is true on one side of the coin. If you really are predestinated, you will be there. But you better make sure you are.
Amen.
Why do you think Paul said work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? Because you got something you got to do. You're going to endure to the end or you're not. You're going to choose a servant or you're not. I ain't saying any of these little things is legalist things. We all make choices. We all sometimes make wrong choices. We know that, if we're honest. But I'm just trying to point you how real it is that you got a part to play. Brother Moore made that real to us Sunday night. Don't take away all your credit. That's what Brother Children say. Now, give God credit where credit's due. We know we can't be here. We wouldn't even have our being without Him. By Him all things consist. Give Him credit. He's given us the breath of life. But you got something to do.
Amen.
Just stay in church. You can't play with the devil. I heard Brother Moore preach the other day, and you were kind of holding on. You got to press towards that mark. This is, I don't say it's a fight like it's hard, but it's a fight. We're not wrestling flesh and blood, but powers, principalities, demons, devils, wickedness in places. High places, thank you, Sister Moore. Ephesians 6, it's in there somewhere. But you get the point. This is a fight. You got to overcome. You got to choose to get here. You got to choose to put God first. You got to keep the faith. You got to choose to work for the body. You got to choose to pay your tithes or go with them on trips. You got to choose to apply the answer that God has given to you. You know, God will walk in here and give you an answer. A very specific answer. Step-by-step answer. Do this, this, this. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. But here's the thing about it. Once He's done that, God's done His part. He's the one that gave you the answer. He's the one that told you the way to go. He's the one that said, you do this, this, and this, this will happen. He's done. Now it's your part. You got to apply it, or it won't work for you. You got to follow the steps. Or it won't come out the way God told you. It'll work when you do what God told you to do. This ain't games in that sense. This ain't just a good time where I'm coming to see my friends. This is a serious hour. In the sense that I ain't threatening you that you're losing your salvation. What I'm trying to tell you, God's talking to you. Face to face, giving you instructions, doing His part. Telling you which way to go. Telling you what to do. Now, if you listen, you know, because you got to want the help. You know, God will offer you all the help in the world. If you don't want it, you know what He'll eventually do? He'll help. He'll go so far with you. Eventually, you're going to turn Him down your last time. And you won't even realize that He won't even be talking to you. He says, okay, you don't want me? I'm going to move on to the person that says, that's your choice. I'm going to move on to the person that wants me. Well, I know this makes it kind of real, but this is how real it is. God ain't made you do anything. He's helped you. He's protected you from a car accident before it was time. He kept you from dying before you were supposed to die. He healed you when you had the flu. He protected you when you need a liver transplant. He did all those things. That's His part. He's helped you. You wouldn't be here tonight without Him. Thank God for the grace of God. Without it, we'd all be lost. Oh, my, Brother Moore. This is why I laughed. You know how this series really started? Brother Moore talked about faith in action. Isn't that funny? I thought, here's God circling me all the way around. You got to do it. That's right. He's right back where this theory started at, because it was faith in action, Brother Moore. We talked about Abraham, now I know. God wants to see this thing. He wants to see you make the choice. We're right back there tonight, people. But it's more real to me now than it was 3 weeks ago, how much I'm choosing to do this thing, because I choose to serve God. He hasn't made me serve God. I serve Him because I actually love Him. Amen. This ain't put on. But you know how I've survived? Now I'm going to give God some credit. I've done my part, but I've come home. I've come to the house. I've come to where the Word is. I've come to get my strength. I've gotten around God and God's people. I've fellowship with God. I've let Him help me, let Him guide my life. That's how these elders would sit here and tell you. That's why they're still here after 40 years. That's how they've made it for 45 years. But they had to do their part. They had to come to church. They had to apply the Word. They had to work it out in their own home. Each home's sovereign. But you're the one going home, working it out in your home between you and God. You got to know what God told you to do, just like I got to know what God told me to do. And it'll work every time that you apply this thing. Otherwise, it won't come out the right way in that sense. Now, we know, and I'm getting close to being done, but I think you get my point. We have a part. God has a part. God's kept every one of His words, people. He's never failed us one time. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Now that we're preaching about this, it's in the Bible all over the place. All over the place. He even gave Adam a choice if he wanted to walk out with Eve or not. Adam didn't even have to walk out with Eve. But you know what Adam chose to do? Adam chose to walk out with Eve. He didn't make Jesus walk up Calvary's Hill. Jesus chose to walk up Calvary's Hill. He didn't make Paul serve Him. Paul chose to serve Him. And He hasn't made you serve Him. You've chose to serve Him. And that's how it's worked in every real believer's life. You got to do your part. You got to come to church. I just want to keep driving that home. Because I see this hour, how easy it is just to walk out a couple services. Take this place lightly. Think I could miss a service. Before you know it, you're so pulled in by the world. All because you just chose one day to take a little rest on a Wednesday night. Instead of getting back to the house of God where He was going to give you instructions to protect you from the thing that you chose to do the next day. That's how serious an hour it is. This ain't fear of sending you to hell. I'm just trying to tell you what I'm trying to teach you. You got to come here and let God do His part. Amen. And then you got to take what God did and do your part. Amen. You got to get to the house. You got to drive when you don't want to drive. You are the one that's driving the hour drive. You're the one that drives the 8-hour drive. You're the one that comes Wednesday and Sunday and Sunday. Amen. You got to overcome the devil. You got to press towards the mark. I'm going to get to that scripture. I promise you, I'm reading that before I sit down. Because it made me realize Paul took some credit. Yes, he did. Yeah. Paul took some credit. He said, I kept the faith.
Amen.
I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I pressed to the mark of the high calling. He didn't give God all the credit. He said, I did these things.
Amen.
And you got to be the same way. And half in, half out, if God be God, choose to serve. You can't serve God and the world at the same time. But I'm going to tell you, this is the most beautiful relationship you can ever have. Amen. This is the most peace. Let me give you the good of it. Yeah. It sounds like I'm preaching hard, but this is all good stuff. It is. This is a peaceful walk. Yeah. This is a calm walk. Yeah. This is a restful walk. Amen. This is where you get every answer walk. This is where when you are slipping and slopping through school, God will watch over you walk. Amen. This is where He'll give you an answer in the midst of a storm walk. Amen. This is where you'll get your real friends walk. This is where you'll meet your real spouse walk. This is where you'll have the best things ever happen to you walk. If you walk this way. If you choose to walk this way, you'll be a blessed woman and blessed man. Amen. I can tell you young people until I'm red in the face, but you're the ones that have to choose it. But this is the greatest path and choosing you can do. The world has nothing to offer to you. Think about it for a little bit. You actually sit here tonight believing the rapture could be at any day. What you got to gain in this world? I know we're planting our potatoes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fitting in or popularity. This is the way to choose. You know what the Bible says in Hebrews 11 chapter? Moses chose. It actually says that in Hebrews 11. To suffer. The how persecution or what the word he used. I'm paraphrasing. Like with the rest of the Israelite slaves. Then the easier way. With Pharaoh just sitting on the throne. Moses chose God's way. But he was blessed by it, man. He led those children of Israel out with his a staff in his hand, man. All of it, you know, because God did his part. Oh, I love this story of Moses, because you know what God said? Moses, you go down, take that staff, speak things, and I'll just back you up, man. I'm with you. I told you about that quote one time. It was almost like God said, you just say whatever word, because I'm sending you. It'll be my word, but you say it, and I'm going to back that thing up. God did his part, people. Moses called for some plagues. You know what God did? Backed that thing up. Everything Moses asked for, God backed up. But you know what Moses had to do? Think about it. He's a man like you and me. You want me to go down here with this rod staff in my hand to the guy that's got the greatest army? I believe. I'm going to go do this thing. You want me to call forth for this rapture, Lord? You want me to believe this when science tells me it's not possible that nobody that they've seen has ever had your body changed? You want me to speak like it's going to rain when it's never rained before? Somebody's got to be here to do it. Somebody's got to choose to stand on the word. Somebody's going to be the alive and remain, Brother James, that actually remained and endured to the end and amen the word of God and said, there's only one thing on our plate. Somebody's got to do that. Because that's how God works. He expects manifestation. And yes, some of the manifestation is just the fact that he quickened this or he quickened that. He created this. But you know what God really wanted to do? He wanted to get down to human flesh. He wanted to work out through human flesh. He wanted a bride to say, I'll do it. I choose to do it. That's my choice. I'm going to do what you asked me to do. I'm going to believe in this rapture when the world tells me it's not possible. I might get around me, Brother Morris, 10 people around me, but we're going to still do this thing. I'm enduring to the end. Like Johanna said Sunday night, I am going to endure. It's my choice to serve God. I love God. Oh, the devil's got one blow. Well, I'm going to fight right back. I'm going to overcome. I'm more than a conqueror. I know who I am. Who shall lay anything to charge of God? Like, what shall separate me from the love of God? I've been armed. I've put on that armor, and I know how to win. But everything Moses chose to serve God and went down and started talking, and God backed up everything. And we know we could go through story, and we run out of time. God's backed up everything. He's built his body and did everything he said he's going to do. And he's here backing us up today. He's in us. But he's coming down, quickening his word, doing everything he needs to do. He's got our back, people. Amen. But you got to do your part. Yeah. You're the one that's got to choose to serve him. Amen. He does not do that for you. 2 Timothy. You know, this is a joyous walk. I'm up here snorting and snotting just trying to tell you that you're the one choosing. But when you make this choice, people, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to you. I wanted to slow down a little again and make sure I express that. Because I'm up here, you got to do. But people, in all that doing, this is an easy, peaceful, gracious walk of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have peace in your life and nobody else has it. Oh, the world will have psychology, will have sociology, it'll help people. It does. There's people in the world that have a decent, peaceful life. But you want peace beyond measure? Amen. You want peace when even they're not going to have peace? The people have peace will lose their peace. This is the way. Amen. This is the greatest thing you can get. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I'll start with verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He didn't say God. Now, we know Paul needed God's leadership to be able to do this. God did his part, but Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Now we're talking about God's part. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that also, them also that love his appearing. Will he find faith when he returns? You know, that's what he's going to be looking for. Somebody's going to be here with it. And I just heard you respond, yes, he will. Because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And the other one is, Paul said, I press to the mark of the high calling. You have a part to do. God does his part. We've seen that so many times. He's provided our needs. He's given us grace. He's watched over us. He's protected us. He's preached to us, given us direction in life. Saw around corners before we even knew what's coming our way. He's done all those things for us, brother Dustin, and more. And here we are. We've done our part. We're the ones amening God's word. We're the ones applying God's word. We're the ones standing on his word. We're the ones diligently seeking him. We're the ones that took the book. We're the ones that kept the faith. We're the ones that seek him first over our worldly wants. That's who we are. Give yourself a little credit tonight. Stand up like Paul a little bit. Maybe you haven't finished your course, but I'm keeping the faith. Amen. I'm fighting a good fight. I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling. I choose to serve God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. For me, not in a goody-two-shoe way, but it makes me want to do more for him. And I tell him every day. I was thinking about, Lord, I was thinking in my own way this week. I thought, Lord, I'm so sorry for all my silly choices I've made. And I know he's made it all work for my good. That's his part. And all that. And I know, trust me, I know grace and all the above. Footsteps of righteous order. But, Lord, I've made some hard-nosed, bull-headed, dumb choices. But thankfully, you still love me. I love him because he first loved me. You know, that's what's so amazing about God is in one scripture, he'll say, you haven't even chosen me, I chose you. This is what it says, St. John 15 or 17. He said, I chose you, you haven't chosen me. Another scripture he's saying, you got to choose to serve me. Choose you this day who you will serve. And you know, both work. And we're seeing that so much clearer in the last few weeks because with God's foreknowledge, before you even had a choice to manifest anything, he already knew and already chose you in him before the foundation of the world. Then we can flip on the other side, but wait a minute, now we got to manifest. I got to choose him. Amen. And because he saw me choose him, he chose me. It works both ways. It depends on what way you want to rightly divide it. He's doing his part, I'm doing my part. Amen. And he won't lose a one of his, brother and boy. Not a one. That scripture is still true tonight. If you're his, you ain't getting lost. He's already seen you finish this thing. But you will manifest. So God, what is your choice? The ideal of God does his part, you do your part. Yes. And we can raise our hand tonight. You know, I appreciate it like you haven't made a choice, but we've all. Let's raise our hand. We know we've made this choice. Yes. We've made a choice for many years. Yes. We're enduring to the end, people. Yes. We're going to get the job done. Amen. We've been getting the job done. We're going to get the job done. Yes. I'm going all the way. Yes. I have decided. Yes.
to follow Jesus. What a nice song. That's why I was laughing. I thought, well, Lord, you're showing what we're going to preach on. But that's all right. It's the way it's supposed to work. Love it when God moves through a service. So God bless you. Love you all. And now we'll let Brother Moore come up and clean it all up and put a bow on it. So God bless you. Come on.
You know, I love it like this because it puts it on your hands. Sometimes people, they don't want it on their hands. They want to just think God's going to do it all. God's going to make it all happen. But it isn't going to happen that way. God's going to put it on your hands, and then you're going to have to decide what you want to do with it. And that's what the problem is with people. They come to this message, and they think that God's going to make them do all this stuff, and he's going to force this, and he's going to make that, and God ain't going to make you do nothing. He's going to give you an opportunity, and he's going to put everything in your place so that you can be an overcomer. And he's going to do the best he can with everything he can to make it as easy for you to make a decision as you possibly. He will supply you with everything you need for that decision. But then what he's going to do is he's going to tell you what he wants you to do. He's going to lay it in your hands, and then it's on you to decide. I mean, he's already said, come to the house of God. He has put the house here. He has provided the fivefold ministry. He has taken care of everything else, but then he tells you, come to the house. Now, the rest is on you. That's right there, it's just on you. And same thing with serving God. You can half do this thing, half world, half church, half world, half church, half church, half world. But that's your choice. But when you got one foot in and one foot out, you don't even know the benefits you have. The rest, the peace. You're always looking over your shoulder. You're always trying to make decisions yourself when God can just give you the answer right away. And you feel like it's something you got. God don't ask you to come up with a decision. He just asks you to make his decision your choice. He'll supply all your needs. He said he would. He'll give you everything you need. And then after he gives you everything, he'll say, now, do you want it? And your answer is either yes or no. And your actions will prove what your answer is. So I love it this way because you're making the choice. You're choosing to serve God. You're choosing to go all the way. You're choosing to put him first. You're choosing to let him be the Lord of your life. And that's young and old. You can have as much God as you want. You really can. I've never run to a point where I've run out of God and said, well, that's all you're going to get. No. No. You can have as much of this as you want. And Melanie had that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. See why you had sing that tonight? I have decided. And you have to decide. You say, well, does that take away from predestination? Mm-mm. Because by God's foreknowledge, he already knows what your decision is going to be. Not that he's making it for you, but you're making it yourself. And by your decision, God comes and rewards you for that. So that makes you think about it a little bit more about yourself instead of, well, I'm just in the message. I'm just in the message. And everybody's in the message. It's going to be there. And we're all going to be in now. And yeah, no, it's got to be a personal relationship. And you have to choose to be the wife. God's not going to force you to be the husband and wife. He's not going to force himself on you. He's going to say, do you want to unite with me? And the rest is on you. And what you do with that answer will determine your eternal destination.
Right.
You say, well, you're saying you can get it and lose it depending on our answer? No, there's a whole deep conversation there. Brother Brown would say, your eternal destination confronts you tonight.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to make a choice. And if you turn it down, it doesn't change God. He doesn't take his predestinated seed out of you. If you turn it down, it's just the very proof that it was never there. That's why God doesn't worry about time. He knows what was, what is, and what is to come. He's the omnipresent God. He's omniscient, all-knowing. You can't sneak up on him and surprise him. You surprise yourself before you surprise him. You think you're in the body, and come to find out you're not. But that won't surprise God. But I love it because that puts the onus back on you. It's not on the preacher. It's not on God. It's not on the devil. It's on you. Choose this day who you want to serve. It's your choice. It's your opportunity. And what you do with it will determine who you are. Nobody has to prove you guilty or prove you not guilty. Nobody has to say nothing. I don't say nothing to a lot of people who march out of here. I don't even say nothing. I look at them and say, well, you know, what's the scripture say? They left us because they wanted to show they're not of us. So you choose. You make these choices. You say, oh, man, now I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the house. I'm stuck in the church. Now I can't go nowhere because if I go somewhere, that's going to prove I'm not predestinated. I'm in a mess. No. No, you're here because you want to be here. If you're not here tonight because you want to be here, then you're in the wrong place. All you got to do is change your mind. You're a man, you're a woman, you can change your mind. Say, I don't want this anymore. Okay, don't take it. But see, God requires you to make a decision for yourself. And if you're gonna do it all the way. Don't half do this thing. There's nothing worse than a half Christian. God calls them lukewarm. They're not burning on fire for this message, and they're not in the world. They're just sort of stuck in limbo. There's your purgatory. Stuck between heaven and hell, sitting here on earth, not doing God any good and not doing the devil any good. You got to, well, he said, form of godliness and denying the revelation thereof. So don't have to do this thing, please. Don't get enough of this message to just mess around it. Get in there and give it your all. Choose this day. If God's God, give him your all. If you want to serve God, serve him with all your heart. And if you don't want to serve God, serve the devil with all your heart. I don't care, either one of them. Just be real. You know, don't sit in here. Yeah, don't be lukewarm in here. You got enough God to come to church, but you don't have enough God to really get involved, to be a part of a living, moving body. You just want to be around the Word. That's not good. Choose for yourself. And then when you choose, give it your all. Whatever you love, you will give it your all. That's for sure. Come on, musicians. Enjoy that, Brother Jeremiah. Now, I've purchased my tickets for India, so you pray for that trip. It's coming up January 12th through the 27th. So I'll be gone. I think it's 15 days. I was counting up. I said, how'd they get 15? I told him 2 weeks. I guess that is 2 weeks. But it takes an extra time to get there because it takes 24 hours to get from here to there. And so I got to leave a day earlier. So he got me. So I got the tickets now. So we're making progress with that. So you pray for that trip. That's going to come pretty quick. That's January, and this is already November. So pray, people, pray. I'm Brother June is excited. He's coming. He's going to go from the Philippines around the world this way to India, and I'm coming from the United States going this way to India, and we're going to meet in India. So pray for the trip and the meeting that's going to be coming up. And I'm depending on June. He knows what we're doing. I don't. I'm just going. I hope I remember enough to tell y'all when I get back. Y'all know how I am. I went to India. Okay, let's move it on. But God is good. He's opened a door. He's made a way. And you know what? If God's going to make a way, I'm going to choose to go in that door and do what I'm supposed to do, do my part. If I present the body, he'll show up and do the job. I believe that. I've never seen a time that he hadn't. So, amen. Be in prayer for that. Don't forget the announcements. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For he has done great things. Everything you need to be successful, he has supplied. So you don't need to be down and out and feel like you can't make it, because you can do it. Just choose. Make up your mind, and it'll be all yours. God bless you, and see you Sunday morning, Lord willing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The bride will bless the Lord. Within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. Oh, yes, he has done great things. His holy, the bride will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy. Just finished.